You are going to hear about our youth mission trip, Appalachia Service Project. 2 weeks ago, 14 youth and adults left our Redeemers to head down to McCreary County, Kentucky. We were able to serve two families during the week that we were there. Appalachia Service Project, or ASP, is a home repair ministry that serves 26 counties in 5 states in the Appalachian region. 2018 is their 50th summer of service. Their goal is to make homes warmer, safer, and drier while providing transformational service experiences for volunteers. ASP's founder, Tex Evans, liked to say that this was a relationship ministry with a little construction on the side. Each year, ASP chooses a theme. This year, that theme was Called to Action, and it's based on the passage from Isaiah that we heard just a little bit ago. Hopefully, by the end of this message, we are all inspired to say, "Here I am, Lord, send me." The 14 volunteers that went to Kentucky a couple of weeks ago did answer God's call. They learned about the Appalachian region, they recognized that there is a need, and they said, "Send me." They used their God-given abilities and resources to respond to God, to be Jesus' hands and feet in the hills of Appalachia. God has entrusted us to carry out his work by showing love and compassion to others. Each day, he calls us to action. He calls us to love those around us. On Sunday night, our first night at the ASP Center, the pastor of the church we were staying at spoke to us. Pastor Danny was a funny guy, and he made sure to warn us about the copperhead snakes, the spiders, and all of the other scary things that we may encounter that week. He definitely made us all laugh, but he also told us that at the end of the week, we would leave pieces of our heart in McCreary County. His words reminded me of the biggest reason that we take this trip each summer. We are to love others because God loves us. I know that Pastor Danny was right. We did leave pieces of our heart in Kentucky. Each day at ASP, there's a devotional. The second scripture reading this morning was from one of those devotionals. Friday night, a young man from the other church at the center read this verse and talked very eloquently about how we love each other because God loves us. He talked about that love and how he saw that love at work during the week at ASP. This really touched me. We talk a lot about loving others at youth group here, and the teens at our Redeemers are good at it. Hearing that scripture passage and witnessing all the love on the trip this year really made me think about ASP in a different way. We go on a mission trip to serve other people, right? I know that many times we hear people come away from a mission experience and say that they were blessed just as much as they felt that they were a blessing. This year, that was magnified for me. It made me think, is God's plan not so much that we go and help people, but that we are helped? That we are able to truly feel his love through those that we encounter on the trip, the others who are serving with us, the ASP staff, and especially the families that we meet? This year was that way for me. While I know the work that my crew did, building a porch, was good, the real thing that I came away with was this incredible sense of love, genuine love, that I received and now want to share. I experienced this love through my work crew. We worked together, but more importantly, we laughed together, we sang together, we teased each other, we ate together, we enjoyed the amazing weather and shade on our work site together, we cried together, and we took hug breaks together. I experienced this love through the ASP staffers in McCreary County. The way that they interacted with one another and with us, the way that they encouraged all of the teens that were volunteering, the calm they showed when there were problems, and the way that they were able to show us, the volunteers, that they really cared that we were there, even in the middle of their stressful summer job. Finally, I truly experienced this love through Arnold and Janice, the homeowners who we were blessed to meet. Arnold and Janice are both around 60 years old. They live in a trailer on a huge hill, and during the summer, they have a 5-year-old granddaughter, Zendaya, who lives with them during the week. The love between Arnold and Janice is amazing. Arnold makes Janice breakfast every morning. He goes into their yard and cuts flowers for her when she's having a bad day, and Janice takes care of him. Arnold is almost 100% blind, and Janice does all she can to make his life easier. The love that they have for their big family is also incredible. Zendaya is very spoiled, but all with a lot of love. Arnold and Janice spent almost the entire workday with us each day. They would sit outside as we were working. Janice chatted with us, and she tried to keep Zendaya out of the way. Arnold sat and observed. It was awesome to see the joy on Arnold's face as he listened to our teens working, digging holes, driving screws, singing, and laughing. Sometimes I would look over, and he would have a huge smile on his face. Other times he would come over and give us just the right tool at just the right time. All of that is God's love being delivered to all of us through the people around us. Do we have to go on a mission trip to experience this love? No. But what a blessing it is to have this experience and to be able to focus on God's love, giving it and receiving it in such a powerful way. Now you're going to hear some stories from some of the youth that went.